Daniel chapter number 2. Would you stand with me if you will, if you're willing tonight? Daniel chapter number 2 and verse number 19. Daniel chapter number 2 and verse number 19. If you're there and love Jesus, say amen. Amen. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. Notice it. In a night vision. How many believe that God can still do some great things in dark seasons of our life? Then Daniel, would you notice it? Here's the message. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons." This is fitting for our day. "He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things." I love this right here. No matter what you're dealing with, if you don't hear another word I say, notice verse number 22. Notice what Daniel said about God. Look at it. He knoweth. I don't know about you, but in a confusing day, I'm glad my God knows. I'm glad he knows tonight. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Verse number 23 is my text. We'll read it and pray and get to preaching. Notice what the Bible said. "I thank thee." That's the message tonight. "I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might and hast made known unto me now." Notice that. "Known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter." I want to preach simply titled this evening. I just want to preach on Lord, I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful. Father, we love you. We thank you for your sweet spirit. God, I thank you for how you moved in the singing. Father, one more time, I ask you, God, that you would cleanse me of sin, empty me of myself, fill me with your spirit tonight. I must have you. And God, I renounce any dependence upon an outline or upon charisma or upon personality. And God, I'm nothing without the touch and the unction of the Spirit of God. Father, I pray we would leave this place more thankful than how we walked in. God, I believe you have some thankful people here tonight. God, you have some people with hearts full of gratitude out of your goodness and of your mercy. And we praise you for all that you've done. In the name of Jesus, and the church said, amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Number one, as we arrive in Daniel chapter number 2, you Bible readers know this. Daniel is in a foreign place. Daniel is in a foreign place. Like Ezekiel, he is a Jewish captive in Babylon. Daniel, in this text, he is a long way from home, if you will. He's a long way from Jerusalem. He is a captive of the nation of Babylon. You know this about Daniel. He belonged to the royal family. And now he's a prisoner and he is a captive. He's living in Babylon. In Daniel chapter number 2, Daniel is in Babylon. But can I say this? Babylon is not home to Daniel. While Daniel may be in Babylon, he is not of Babylon. Daniel, as he looks around, he may see Babylon, but no doubt the only thing on Daniel's mind is going home. This place he's in, it's foreign, it's ruthless, it's pagan, it's wicked. And no doubt as Daniel looks around, he feels nothing but a foreigner. He feels nothing but a pilgrim. He feels nothing but a man in a strange land. I wonder, does anybody in this place know what it's like to live in this world day after day and you just feel like this isn't home? Does anybody know what it's like as we live day by day in this world and feel like you are a stranger, feel like you are in a pilgrim, feel like you're nothing but a foreigner? I mean, with each passing day, our world grows darker, more ruthless, cold and depressing and gross. grows godless each and every day. Oh, but does anybody in here know what it's like? Out of the depths of your heart, you can't explain it and you can't describe it, but you just want to go home. Anybody know what it's like that we may be here, but we're not of here? Anybody, hallelujah, anybody have a desire to go home? I'm glad to tell you tonight, just in case you didn't know, I'm a pilgrim and I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I'm simply saying I'm glad there's coming a day when this pilgrimage will end. There's coming a day when we'll, hallelujah, put this journey behind us. And is anybody glad? There'll come a day, there'll come an hour, hallelujah, when we'll be home forevermore. Daniel, he's in a foreign place. Secondly, notice not only Daniel's in a foreign place, but notice formidable persuasion in the life of Daniel. Ancient Babylon, he's in Babylon. He's a captive of Babylon. Ancient Babylon in this time, an incredibly pagan place. You remember in chapter number 1, Daniel was pressured to eat of the king's meat, and Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself. He stays right and he stays clean. You remember earlier in chapter number 2, Daniel has great understanding and knowledge given by God, and he's grouped in this group of wise men in Babylon. They were pagan individuals who worshiped false gods and magic, and no doubt all of these wicked voices are constantly inundating his mind and inundating his ear, and constantly he is being pulled, he is being attempted at persuaded to leave his God and worship their false gods. Can you see Daniel? I mean, day after day he's being drawn in 1,000 different directions. I mean, day after day he's hearing voice after voice trying to persuade him and trying to entice him, trying to get him to leave his God and serve false gods. Man, doesn't that sound like the day in which we live? Never has there been a time where there are more voices heard than the day in which we live. In this age of information, voices, they'll try to persuade you and entice you to draw away from God. Young man, that professor, he'll try to entice you and he'll try to tell you that God is nothing but a fairy tale, and all of this is nothing but emotionalism, and all it is a crutch. Young man, young lady, that teacher in that high school, he's going to tell you that all of this happened by some accident and by some chance. And there'll be voice after voice after voice that speaks in your ear and speaks in your mind. Oh, but can I tell you, there may be 1,000 different voices that are speaking to your mind and enticing you and trying to persuade you to leave God. Oh, but can I remind you, there is another voice. There is a voice that cried, "Let there be light," and there was light. There is a voice, hallelujah. There is a voice. There is a voice. And he speaks peace. And he speaks understanding. And he speaks knowledge. And he speaks grace and mercy. And that is the voice of our great and mighty God tonight. Oh, he's inundated. He's attempted. Oh, formidable persuasion coming against him day in and day out. We find Daniel, he's in a foreign place. We find formidable persuasion coming against him. Thirdly, we find furious persecution coming against Daniel. You Bible readers know the text. We find King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, he's had a troubling dream. And chapter number 2 and verse number 1, the Bible said his spirit was troubled and his sleep broke from him. He calls his sorcerers, his magicians, and his astrologers, wanting answers, wanting to know what the dream meant, but they can't give him an answer. They can't give him a reason. They cannot interpret the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. So he makes a decree that all of these wise men of his kingdom, all of these wise men in which Daniel is a part of that group, all of these of Babylon, were to be slain. Daniel, we find, not only is he a prisoner in a foreign place, not only is he facing formidable persuasion, but now the step and the threat of death is upon Daniel and his life. He's in a foreign place. He's facing formidable persuasion, voices everywhere, and he's facing persecution, and yet Here's what I came to preach. We find Daniel in the midst of all that comes against him. Daniel has fierce praise. Daniel has fierce praise. Oh my God. Hallelujah. You know the story. Oh, the news of this decree from King Nebuchadnezzar. It's come to Daniel. And Daniel goes before the king and says, King, I need some more time. And with the help of the Lord, I'll interpret this dream. You know the text. The Bible said that Daniel calls a prayer meeting with Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they begin to cry out to God. And you know the story. God reveals the dream. He answers their prayer. And notice what Daniel says in verse number 19. Oh, I love this. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed, hallelujah, the God of heaven. Would you look in verse number 23? Here's the words of Daniel. I feel preaching coming home on a Wednesday night. Daniel says, I thank thee and I praise thee. Now remember, he's still a captive. He's still a long way from home. He's still surrounded by wickedness. He still hasn't made it home yet. He doesn't know the outcome of the situation he's in. He has no idea how King Nebuchadnezzar will take the interpretation. And yet, in all the midst of the uncertainty and in the midst of what is unknown in the life of Daniel, Daniel is praising God. Even though he's still not home, and even though he doesn't know what tomorrow will bring, and even though tomorrow is in the dark in the life of Daniel, Daniel is still praising the Lord. I'm simply saying tonight, oh, I believe it ought to be the desire of every believer that even though it's dark and even though we're not home yet, to say, God, despite what we've been through, despite what we've seen in 2020, despite the funeral homes and despite the financial differences, God, I will praise you. God, I will thank you. God, I will bless you, for you have been a good God to me. He's a captive, Brother Cal, yet he still has victory. He's not home yet, and yet he still has victory. He's surrounded by wickedness, and yet Daniel has victory. You say, preacher, how is that? Daniel was thankful. Daniel was thankful. Preacher, he's surrounded by wickedness. Tomorrow is uncertain. He's facing persecution. He's facing enticing temptations to leave his God. He's a prisoner. He's not home yet. How does he have victory? I'll tell you how. Daniel was thankful in his circumstance. You want victory, child of God? Be thankful in the uncertainty. You want victory in your life? Even when it's dark, be thankful. You, hallelujah. When you don't know what tomorrow will bring, you want victory in your life, lift up your hands and say, Lord, despite the unknown, I am thankful, for you have been a good God. Hallelujah. You have been a good God to me. Oh, some of you may expect a political preference and a political speech tonight. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I came in this place for a little while just to let the God of heaven know that tomorrow may not be known, and it may be dark, and the future may be uncertain, but I came to let my God know, Lord, I'm thankful. Lord, I'm grateful. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, I'm thankful for your faithfulness and your mercy. God, I bless you, I thank you, and I praise you. Yeah. You want victory in Babylon? Be thankful. You want to be thankful in the midst of uncertainty? You want victory when every single news site and every single news article is nothing but doom and gloom? You want to have victory? Be thankful, even in Babylon. Oh, fierce praise. My God of heaven, things still don't look good. Things are uncertain. And yet Daniel is blessing, he is thanking, and he's praising his God. Oh, fierce praise. Here's what I came to preach tonight. Let's look at Daniel's praise as he's in Babylon. Number one, would you look at it with me and I'm done. Notice Daniel's praise included past goodness. Daniel's praise remembered, I need you to stay with me, I'm running to the close. Daniel's praise
remembered past goodness. Would you look in verse number 23? Notice what Daniel says. He says, I thank thee and praise thee. Here it is. O thou God of my fathers. O thou God of my fathers. You say, preacher, why would Daniel take the time to bring up the God of his fathers? Why would Daniel take the time? Why does he look behind him and thank the Lord for what happened to yesterday? The God of his fathers. He delivered Israel from Egypt. He parted the Red Sea. And he sustained the people of God in the wilderness. Had mercy time and time again upon the people of God. You say, preacher, he's a captive. He's in Babylon. And yet he's praising God. There's uncertainty surrounding him. And yet he's thankful. You say, preacher, why did he look back? Why did he visit yesterday? I'm simply saying tonight, how many know there is power in every once in a while, good God Almighty, going back behind the memory lanes of your life and remembering the goodness of God yesterday and remembering how he came through yesterday. Can anybody testify that even, hallelujah, in the midst of uncertainty and in the midst of darkness, how many can testify? As you look back, he never lets you down. He never failed you. He was faithful. He was present. He was powerful. He was good. I think we ought to go back to yesterday and say, Lord, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Lord, I thank thee. Time out. Hey, can you go back yesterday and see how good God was to you? Well, God bless eight of you. I said, can you go back to yesterday and remember how good God was to you? In 2020, you wasn't sure about your finances. Maybe some of you lost your job. Maybe some of you faced turmoil and circumstances. And some of you tonight, you can sit here and say that there was no way in your mind that you could see a way out. Oh, but God made a way. When some of you wondered how you were going to make it, was he faithful? When some of you were sick, I'm asking, was he faithful? When some of you were in a hospital bed and nobody was there, I'm asking, was he there? Was he faithful? Was he present? I'm asking, when your body was sick and the circumstance was dire, aren't you glad yesterday he was there for you? Hallelujah. I think about this preacher sitting up here on the front row. It was many months last year in 2020 that he would sit up on, hallelujah, he'd sit up on the balcony and he was in pain and his body was suffering. And now look at him. He sits on the platform and preaches with anointing and authority like I've never heard him preach with. I'm glad for what God did. Woo! I'm glad for what God did yesterday. Aren't you glad, Rubenville Church? God had mercy and God was faithful and God brought healing. Thank you, Lord. I thought about that redheaded girl up here singing that's about ready to pop. Say amen right there. She loves it, Samuel. When I click them fast ones, she loves it, singing fast songs while she's pregnant. I thought she was going to throw the microphone at me, preacher. She can't breathe. Say amen right there. I understand some of you face worse diagnosis than this, but middle of November, we got a call. And that redheaded girl sitting on the front of this platform, pregnant with our first baby. She was diagnosed with COVID, had coronavirus. Had no idea how it was going to affect her. Had no idea, Samuel, what it was going to do to my baby. And all, can I tear something up tonight? Hallelujah. And all I could do was cry out to God and say, God, I can't, oh my God, I can't help her. I can't heal her. God, I can't go to my baby. I can't protect her. I can't touch her. But you want to know what God did yesterday? He was faithful. He was there. He was a healer. He was a deliverer. I'm thanking the God of heaven for what he did yesterday. Hallelujah to God. Healthy, healthy. And every morning about 5 o'clock, that baby's kicking. She's all right in there. He said, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers. It's okay to go back every now and again and thank God for what he did yesterday. You hear me? Too many, I was thinking today as I was preparing this, too many stories in this room of what happened in just last year alone. Say amen right there. Just last year alone. And how many can testify God was faithful yesterday? God made a way yesterday. Notice Daniel's praise and his thankfulness remembered past goodness. Secondly, I'm running to the close. Notice, not only, hallelujah, did Daniel's praise remember past goodness, but Daniel's praise, listen, realized present glory. It remembered past goodness, O thou God of my fathers. But Daniel's praise and thankfulness and heart of gratitude realized present glory. Look in verse number 23. The Bible said, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might and hast made known unto me, here it is, now. He was thankful yesterday. He was thankful for what the Lord did, what the God of his fathers did. But notice what he's thankful for. He said, thou hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For that's how, here it is, now made known unto us the king's matter. He was thankful and praised God for past goodness. But you know what Daniel praised and thanked the Lord for? He thanked the Lord for what God was doing in his life right now. Do you hear me? Not only did he go back and revisit memory lane in his life, but Daniel began to praise the Lord, Samuel, for what God was doing individually in his life right now. Daniel not only was thankful for what God did yesterday, but thank God for what he's doing right now. You say, preacher, that's strange. He's in Babylon. He's a captive. He's far from home. The threat of death is still looming. Uncertainty, chaos, and the unknown is all around Daniel. And yet he thanked the Lord for what God was doing right then and there. What if I told you that you may be in the circumstance you are in so the Lord could receive maximum glory, honor, and praise out of your circumstance now. Preacher, it's awful dark right now. I understand that. Preacher, there's chaos right now. Preacher, there's a family circumstance. There's sickness. There's pain. There's tears. Could God really be doing something right now? Oh, yes, he is doing something right now. Daniel began to praise God, Brother Mark, for what God was doing right now. What if I told you that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us? Amen. Mama, you aren't where you are by accident. Daddy, you're not where you are by accident. Young man, I know it's dark and the future is uncertain, but you better believe God is doing something in your life right now, not so that you would receive glory, but right now, presently, God is doing something in your life. He is working all things for the good for you in your life so that one day he would receive glory for what he's doing right now in your life. His praise and thankfulness, it remembered past goodness. But it realized, Daniel realized this out of his heart of gratitude. Daniel realized that even though it was dark and uncertain, God was doing something right then and there in his life. I wonder, when's the last time you stopped and said, Lord, not only do I thank you for what you did yesterday, but God, I lift my hands in praise and trust that you are doing something right now. Young lady, he's doing something right now. Sir, ma'am, young man, he's doing something right now. His praise, his gratitude, it remembered past goodness. It realized present glory. Thirdly, would you come help me on the piano? And I'm done. Preaching 25 minutes. Say amen right there, Brother Brian. That's pretty good right there. My wife can testify that don't happen often. Not only did it remember past goodness and realize present glory, but lastly, Daniel's praise, his heart of gratitude. You know what it led him to do? It led him to reveal to the perishing the God of all grace. The God of all grace and glory. Would you look at it in the text? I love this. Notice verse number 26. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. Look at it. But there is a God in heaven. Did y'all quit on me already? I said, but there is a God in heaven. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. Out of his heart of gratitude and thankfulness, Brother Brian, you know what a heart of thankfulness and gratitude will lead you to do? If you're thankful for something, you can't keep your mouth shut about it. If your heart is full of thankfulness, somebody did something for you and you're overwhelmingly thankful, you can't keep your mouth shut about it. And notice what Daniel's heart of gratitude and his heart of praise and his heart of thankfulness, you know what it did? When all of the other pagan gods were silent in the chaos of his day, he spoke up and said, I know a God in heaven. I understand. Hallelujah, sister. I understand all your false gods are silent and in the midst of chaos and turmoil and uncertainty. I understand that they're dead and silent, but I know a God in heaven and he's able. I think we ought to say, God, give us a heart of thankfulness that not only is so tender to remember past goodness and realize present glory, but say, God, help me reveal to the perishing the God of grace and the God of heaven. As he plays, Lord, I'm thankful.